to go down there now by Welch's pub, you could still see the cobblestones there. And Connie Donovan's pub, that was a ball alley.
A handball alley.
Yeah. But like across the road from that, then there's pub, I think just Pat Sullivan's pub now. And I love it, there were cobblestones, and I'm sure the cobblestones are still there. It's like a back entrance now into his house. But that was a lane, we know, actually, into a slaughterhouse. And then they were the skin store over there. And then all the slaughterhouses were around the corner there by the Glen Ryan pub. They were all over the place. And then we had the tripe houses then, tripe in the big barrels, and the smoke out of them. Even when we came up here, no, the tripe houses were still there, and the windows would be destroyed from all the soot, from all the smoke.
What was the smoke then?
From boiling the tripe.
Oh, yes.
You see, and the drusheen.
Tripe and the drusheen. Yeah.
Tripe and the drusheen.
And they used timber for that then, was it?
I don't know what they used, Jews. I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose so. Sure, I mean, they kind of, I suppose they could use, might be aisle, it wouldn't be aisle, they wouldn't be that advanced.
I suppose not.
No, but like they took over and they see the women in the Wellington boots and the aprons, and they were working in water up to their ankle, up to their knees. And I told you that the man that owned the place over there, Dylan, he told me that I used to see him and they out now and real the snow down on him. And they used to have to work out in the open, and they'd have the sheepskins and a kind of a frame, a matter of what they used to be doing, I don't know, treating them. To see this thing, and he told me that there was women actually came in and they were reeking in TB. They were all cured. And he said, then he said, yeah. They said that that's bad for you. It was just saying whatever it was, but they were all cured, he said. They didn't come in all for a cure, they came in all of poverty.
Yeah.